Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
Good evening and welcome to Carl and Ted's newest show, Man Up. That's right, that's the name that won after 400 people put in names and then voted on it. Man Up won.
Man Up. That's not like man up because you're not man enough. That's like man up. We're going to prop up the men in our community, and we're going to give men a lot of love.
A voice.
And a voice. And
a voice
talk about
in our community.
Talk about
man stuff.
Man stuff.
Yeah.
Men.
Our guest tonight is Perry Cremains. What's wrong, Perry? Put those on. Can you hear us now? You can't. They aren't? Wait a minute. How about now?
That's a little better now.
Okay, move it down.
No,
okay.
I'm actually really here.
There you go. You're here. And Perry brought in, you know, when we talk about great chefs, there's many great chefs of the world who are men. And Perry brought in tonight a Elk Wellington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
First try at it. So Carl is going to be the guinea pig. Ted is going to opt out because he doesn't like the mushroom
mushrooms
on the outside.
No, you know
mushrooms
what?
Are out.
I've seen this man face up to danger, to wild hogs charging him, and he takes a knife out. But you wave a mushroom at this man, and he falls back.
If I get hungry enough, I'm sure I'll eat it.
Yeah. Heck yeah, but you're a military guy.
Yeah, come on, you've eaten things before from inside animals that were probably still moving.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd run them down.
Welcome to our new show. And as I said, when we decided to have the show, and we said, you know what, we need a name for the show. And we asked people on Facebook the names. And like 4,000 people saw it and got involved. We had hundreds and hundreds of names put in. Everything from Man Up, which won, because after we narrowed it down to five names, and then people vote on it, and hundreds of votes. So Man Up became the name. On Point was close. Dos Cajones was in there, too. So
Dos Cajones. What do you think about that?
I always like that one.
I like it, too.
I like that one, too. But, you know, Gentleman's Club was another one that came in. But we were we were told the Gentleman's Club is probably not where we want to go.
I like the Gentleman's Club. I wanted to be called that. But my wife said it sounded like a strip club. So couldn't have it. I'm like, come on, man.
There was another.
I never really thought about it like that.
There was another
right?
one that we went to, but we look up the names, make sure somebody else doesn't have it already. And so what happened was, is we looked at the website for it. It was a swingers club, and we thought, nah, we probably don't want to go that way either.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. So during our show, we're going to be talking about our, because we're on once a month, the fourth Thursday of each month. We're going to talk about the cigar of the month. We're going to talk about the spirit of the month. And this month, it's going to be bourbon.
That's right.
We're going to be talking about a number of things. Hunting, Cajones Grande, about people doing strange things. That
sometimes end in their death.
End in their death. That's right.
Nuts.
Hunting stories.
As well, they probably should.
Yeah. Well, not
yeah,
sometimes, yeah.
I mean, things like that. So yeah. I tell you what, why don't we start off with our cigar of the month? And RC's on the phone. Good morning, or good evening, RC.
Hey, good evening, Carl. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. I'm here with Ted and Perry. What's our cigar of the month?
Okay, so the cigar of the month is called the Fugly. Which, for your listeners that probably don't know. Fugly is a contraction, and I'm sure you can assume the rest. It is our new cigar we're carrying, and it's a moderately priced cigar for what we call our value-conscious customers.
Yeah.
And it is actually a really good smoke for what it is. It's a little cigar coming in at about 5 inches and a 40 ring gauge. And, yeah, we're trying to push them out the window here.
Well, I tell you what, RC, explain to people when you talk about gauges what that means for people that have no idea.
Oh, yeah. So, good question. So the way the cigar industry does it is they break down the circumference of the cigar into 64ths of an inch. So if you have a 64 ring gauge cigar, it's 1 inch in diameter.
Okay.
And then for every number corresponding less than that or greater than that, there are some cigars bigger than that, it's the corresponding diameter. So 40 is probably at about 5/8 of an inch.
Okay, in circumference.
Yes. And it's just a small cigar, a short smoke. I would say probably a good 30-minute smoke. And, you know, these are not made, these particular cigars, the Fugly, is not made with a mold, meaning they're not perfectly cylindrical. And they're more of which you can imagine Clint Eastwood with a chair root in his mouth in a spaghetti western.
Oh, okay.
Kind of that look.
Oh, okay. So how does it taste, though?
So when you smoke the Fugly, everybody's palate's a little bit different. On the whole, I tend to sense a lot of coffee, some what people call earthiness, or mineral, and some black pepper.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Okay, and this is called the Fugly. And,
correct.
And,
it's called the Fugly.
And the approximate pricing on this?
Right now we have them for $4.49.
Oh, that's very reasonable. And you enjoy,
yeah.
And you enjoy these. I know that you have a very fine palate for you know, for sticks, and so you really like this one, huh?
You know, I do. It depends on where people are at on their journey with cigar smoking, as I like to put it. But this is one of those sticks I think works well for people that, you know, maybe they have a half hour lunch break in their day, or maybe they have a half hour commute coming home. Something to stick in there in the day so you can get that nice nicotine, but, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time invested in it like maybe you would with a larger cigar, and, you know, that might require more like an hour to an hour and a half of your time.
Sure, sure. Half an hour is a great smoke after dinner or after a couple of drinks like that.
Sure.
So, the Fugly, and it's down at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And,
that's it.
And RC is our cigar expert.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, RC.
Thank you so much for joining
me. And, you know, that size of cigar is a great size for me.
It
because
is.
I get to the point where if I sit too long, I can't.
I know.
I mean, I got to get moving.
I know. You ADD boy.
I'm ADD boy, yeah.
And,
I got to get moving. I can't sit for that long. So, yeah, that's my size right there.
Okay, RC, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, guys.
You
right
bet.
See you next month.
Yeah, it's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 6 days a week. And great selection. They have the finest walk-in humidor right here than you're going to find in Northern California. And it's just got it all there, including grab bags of cigars for under $30 with three really fine cigars in them.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, so
right up the street from me.
Right up the street from you.
I could walk there if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246 YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
We got winners. We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. And we got yuppies. We got bikers. We got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars.
All right, Chubby Keith.
I love this bar.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. Yeah, he can. Well, I don't know. Why don't you call, we can call him on with Jared. Hey, it's our first night, so we're still working through a few things here. I'm here with Perry Cremains. Perry, who owns Just for Honey, which is a premier guide company and hunting company in
local
California.
Guide company.
It's local, but you hunt all over the world.
Wherever and whatever.
Right. You brought tonight a dish that it was just fantastic. Jared, what do you think, buddy? I gave Jared a...
I've never had a beef Wellington. I've always wanted to, but I guess I'm going to start with elk Wellington.
Elk Wellington.
Very good.
It was great, man.
Hey, and I'm glad. It's the first time I've made it made it up as I went with some advice from other recipes and found out it needs to cook a little bit longer, but definitely the taste is there.
It is. It is. It's great. So this is an elk you harvested or somebody that you've let out on a hunt?
Actually, this is elk meat from a buddy. I was not fortunate enough to harvest an elk last fall, but, you know, I'll try again this fall for sure, especially if they all taste like this one.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? If I've had a variety of wild game through friends, through you all, I've had moose, which is I thought was incredibly tasty, antelope, venison, bear, elk, the wild pig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of these, yeah. All of these. And, you know, when you talk about from field to table.
Pure as you can get.
As pure as you can get there.
Yeah, I've been eating wild game for about 45 years now, not to date myself, but I'm always looking for something different, and there's always some true and tried ways that are my favorites, but I'm still always experimenting.
Well, the the wild hog that we all harvest is now residing in my freezer.
Yeah.
And there are, of course, sausage, but also ham steaks and all types of different things, pork steaks, I should say, from there. Hey, on the line, we have Nate Hutt. And Nate is going to be our bourbon man tonight.
Our bourbon expert.
Good evening, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hi. Hey, good evening, guys. You called me at the wrong time, though. I'm in the middle of drinking some bourbon.
Oh,
that sounds like the perfect time to me.
Oh, dang. Well, we're sorry.
So, what's your bourbon of the month for this month?
Nate? Ooh, you know what? My bourbon of the month is a rye whiskey. I would definitely have to say it's a rye, and it's made by Frey Ranch. They have one rye that I'm aware of. It's a Frey Ranch straight rye whiskey. And it's definitely my go-to bourbon this month, I'd say.
Okay, and could you spell that then? Frey? Like
Frey, Frey Ranch. And they're out of Fallon, Nevada, so they're pretty close to home.
Wow. Okay.
Excellent.
Can you tell us something about it?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the distillery itself is kind of a mom-and-pop distillery. It's a husband and a wife. They own it. And the rye that I'm drinking, they're... straight rye whiskey is a bottled and bond whiskey, which means that it comes from one distillery. They grow all the I believe it's like a winter cereal rye is the kind of rye it is, and the rye is 100%, so there's no other, you know, there's no corn in it, there's no barley. It's 100% rye, and they grow it all out there in Nevada and distill it at the distillery there, barrel it themselves, and then what they pour in the glasses, it's all right there on the ranch.
Do you know how long they...
And it comes out unbelievable.
What, do you know how long they age it?
To be bottled and bonded, it has to be a minimum of 4 years.
Okay.
And so it doesn't say on the bottle, I don't believe, how long it's aged, which means that it's probably the minimum requirement to be bottled and bonded.
So, Nate, kind of explain to everybody what bottled and bond is, how it came about, how they certify bottled and bond, and all of the different things that you taught me when I was at that tasting at your house.
Yeah, so bottled and bond is basically the government stamp of approval that there's no additives, no extra junk in there, no coloring, no flavoring. And how it came about is, I believe it was the Bottled and Bond Act of 1872. I could be a little off. But essentially there was a lot of people making whiskey and a lot of people making it, you know, not a great way, and they were taking shortcuts and no one knew what was authentic. And so basically, in order to be bottled and bond, you have to come from one distillery and one barrel, and it has to all be aged in the same barrel in the same warehouse, and that warehouse has to be a bonded warehouse, and that's how you can be bonded, and it has to age a minimum of 4 years.
Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know all of that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah. Bottled and bond. So how much of the normal, like regular bourbon or whiskey that we see, like Maker's or Bullet, you know, we see it every day, Buffalo Trace, whatever. How much of that is bottled and bond?
Every single bottled and bond bottle will have the seal on it that says it's bottled and bond. And I would venture to say probably about 50% of what's on the shelves right now is bottled and bond, and it's making a comeback. You know, same with rye. Right now, I'm drinking, you know, the Frey Ranch rye. And rye originally, you know, was, you know, that was America's drink in the, you know, late 1700s. And then, you know, Hollywood kind of made all the bums be, you know, bums drinking rye whiskey. That's what all the, you know, bums in Hollywood drink. And it's kind of making a comeback right now. And, you know, what I love about it, it's got that allspice flavor. So it's very mellow, but it has just really you know, bold notes in it, and very much enjoy it.
I like rye. I like rye whiskey, and I have been drinking it for years. You know, a good bourbon, of course, but, you know, the rye that I've tasted has been very good. So I'm going to try this one, though, this Free Ranch rye.
Free Ranch rye, and it's a $60 bottle, and you could buy it online. You could buy it in almost any liquor store in Redding. I don't think it's one of those bottles that's allocated yet.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'll bet you in the next 2 to 3 years it'll be an allocated bottle because it is just outstanding stuff.
And so when it becomes allocated, what does that mean?
An allocated bottle is a bottle that becomes extremely popular, like the actual year it was barreled, year it was released, and a lot of people really like that bottle. It'll get bought out quickly, and for the most part, if it's allocated, it's very hard to get. It's just a special bottle. It becomes a special bottle.
What I've seen with Nate too is that people like it's like Wild Turkey Masters sold out. And so what, you know, if it's allocated, it's going to be just so many.
Right. And so they
and
just
people
allocate
will buy it almost like for, you know, collectors.
Yeah. And the margins on that are incredible.
Nate.
They definitely mark up those bottles. They'll jack up the prices. And there are people that, you know, like to hold on to those bottles as an investment. I'm one of those guys that, you know, it's there for me to drink.
Like
my guns and my knives are there to use. Yeah.
We're there to use it or drink it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're with Nate Hutt, and Nate, you've got a business here in town.
I do have a business. It's a Jefferson State Laser. We do laser engraving. We don't do any deep engraving into, you know, metal, but, you know, we laser engrave, you know, on wood, on glass. In fact, I'm drinking out of a engraved glass right now that's got our WDC logo on it, and
WDC for Whiskey Drinkers Club. He has a Whiskey Drinkers Club here in Redding.
Whiskey Drinkers Club.
Yeah.
So,
I went to a tasting at his house.
I've got to find out how to get one of those invitations there, Nate.
Yeah.
Okay, and how do people get a hold of you?
It's like a Costco membership. It's very exclusive.
It is. It can't be in the Whiskey Sipping Club either.
Yeah,
if they're drinkers, you got to be in the Whiskey Drinking Club.
Okay, Nate, how do people get a hold of
you? My pinky gets out.
How do people get a hold of you and for if they want something engraved on their knife blades or glasses or things?
We do have a Facebook and an Instagram. Most of it's all been word of mouth. We don't ever advertise a whole lot, but you can always reach us at jeffersonstatelaser@gmail.com or reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram at Jefferson State Laser.
Okay.
So I went to that whiskey tasting. We had 7 whiskeys, right? Yeah,
we did. We had 7, and we focused on straight bourbon that was bottled in bond. We didn't deviate. We stuck to just the straight bourbon.
We had a $14 at the low end. It was $14, and the high end was $500, right? Or $490, wasn't it?
That's correct. And it was a blind tasting, which we'd never done before, and it was crazy, absolutely crazy. The top 2 bottles that we found after the blind tasting was the $14 bottle of Evan Williams, bottled in bond, was number 1, and number 2 was Henry McKenna, which is made by Heaven Hill Distillery, and it's an allocated bottle. It's a fantastic bottle, and the $500 bottle was right around 4th place, and kind of the mid-range bottles that were like 70 to 120 were last place, and so, you know.
There you go.
Just so you know, Nate, you gave me that bottle of McKenna to take home, remember? And I so appreciated it.
Yep, you won it, actually.
Yeah, I won it, and I brought it to the radio show because I had to do the radio the next morning. And we drank it here, and I talked about it. And then I left it with Jared, our producer.
Oh, thank you very much.
How was that, Jared? How did you like that bottle?
I thought it was very good.
Yeah, so.
There you go. Okay, hey, thank you so much, Nate, and
Jefferson State Laser.
Laser.
You want someone to keep it? Put their name on it. That's my motto.
There you go. And you can see it on Facebook.
Yep. On Facebook, Jefferson State Laser.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. Thanks, Nate.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great night.
Okay. We'll talk to you next month.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll tell you, these Jefferson State Laser, when Skyway was still here in Redding, he did some jobs for us with some bicycle aluminum laser product.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we did thousands. So if it's one item or thousands of items, he can do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
We may have to talk to him, you know, for our Marine Corps ball. glasses.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
he can
great.
Do them.
Something like that.
I bought my son's knives, Benchmade knives, for Christmas, and part of the gift was we went over to Nate's and had them engraved. All the, you know, we had a matching engraving on the blade. And so, man, I mean, it looks really
nice.
You know
what we ought to do is we ought to have Man Up engraved on our chest.
Oh, yeah.
That would hurt.
Maybe we have Nate call back in and see if he can manage that.
Yeah.
You have to get two really big guys to hold us down.
Yeah,
oh, here he's calling back already.
Twisted,
I hear the phone ringing.
Twisted Steel. Can you engrave on that?
Twisted Steel.
There you go. Okay, we got to take
maybe,
a break.
Maybe you just need a Brandon iron with it.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, play me some mountain music. Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer. Ride around with old Huck Finn.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with a USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Another great man song.
Yeah, the Eagles, man. Glenn Frey, rest in peace, buddy.
I've stood on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
Oh, I'm not quite man enough to say I did that. I've had many opportunities.
Times.
I just didn't do it.
Yeah, I rolled through there on my Harley.
That makes me
several
less of a man.
Times.
You drove through on your Harley?
Oh, yeah.
That makes me less
there.
Of a man. I feel bad. Have you been there, Perry?
Got a photo of me with my arm around.
I've not been there.
Man.
You haven't been there?
I might have been by. I've been all over in Arizona, but I don't keep track because I'm just going to the Arizona woods to get something to cook.
Every true Eagles fans, I guess, should have been there. You know what I'm going to do? My wife is going to be very upset about this, but all of a sudden now, it's on my list to do now.
Okay.
On my Harley.
On your Harley.
I'm going to drive
down
there.
There you go. Yeah, it's not only, but the guy that wrote it, wrote the song.
Jackson Brown wrote that song.
It's got a life-size statue of him and Glenn Frey. Two different statues. Let's go to the phones. Hey, welcome. By the way, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. And let's go to the phones. Daniel, good evening.
Daniel, man up.
Well, you know what? I was looking at your pictures there, guys.
Uh-oh.
I put them on, the ones I put on Facebook?
That's the one, yep.
Yeah, we're on the radio for a reason.
It's the only one. It's the only one I had.
That's not really my picture. I'm catfishing you.
Well, I figured that's what it was.
This is just a good. This is just a good excuse to get out of the house and drink whiskey together.
That's it.
I was thinking the same thing. I was going to bring some down to you.
Oh man, we go into that.
You know, maybe on the next one. But I just wanted to call you on your inaugural.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And the main reason for that is I remember the inaugural a year ago. And at least you guys speak with some clarity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we still have
the thing about men.
We still have our wits about us.
Hey,
we hope.
The thing about men is they have a good sense of humor.
That's a man up
moment right there. Hey, I'm drinking to that,
and
Daniel.
That's right now. We're going to drink to that. We're doing it right now. A little clink, clink.
Yeah,
clink, clink. And we're drinking to that. Thanks, Daniel.
And just so you know, I did intend to say that out loud.
Oh yeah. Hey, part of being a man is saying what you feel honestly.
That's right.
You're going to hear a lot of stuff on this radio station that is not going to make some people happy, but you know what?
And
you can't make everyone happy.
Daniel, thank you for your service.
Right.
Thank you for your service, buddy.
Appreciate you, Daniel.
Salute to you, Carl, and Ted. Chuck you on the jaw.
You bet, man.
Okay. All right.
Take care, brother.
Bye now.
Hey, we're here with Perry Cremains also, and Perry's got Just for Hunting. There's other phone calls. Feel free to give us a call if you want to talk about some things that are... you know, what do men think about things?
Yep, Jared, just let us know if someone calls in.
Yep. So I heard the phone ring again. So
that was your wife, and it wasn't about the show.
Oh, okay. It wasn't? What was it? She wanted to find out where I was?
Well, she saw the picture on Facebook.
Oh. Hey, Perry, we've got another segment here. It's called Cojones Grande.
Cojones Grande.
Grande.
And we have the... We have
the winner.
The winner, and they win a trophy with a car seat on top of it, a very small one.
There you go. And
actually, they're big because they're Cojones Grande.
Well, but these
when you
two
get tired of sitting on them. You got to have.
I'm
a car
interested
seat.
In the details.
Yeah, this one, they're not going to really come by and pick it up because here it was in Lake Charles. Black Bayou Drawbridge.
Ooh. Mm. Is that in Louisiana?
That was in Louisiana.
Okay.
South of Lake Charles.
I went to school.
It was closed to cars and open for boats to go through. It's a drawbridge, right? Well, it was a Friday night. Somebody heard him say, "Hold my beer and watch this." One of them jumped out of the car, pushed up the warning gate, keeping people back, hopped back in the car. The guy backed up. Spun his tires, and they went to jump the drawbridge.
Oh.
And how did that end?
Well, they didn't have cop tires, cop engine, cop suspension, or a mission from God.
Like your Blues Brothers?
Like the Blues Brothers. They did not have that. And so what happened was they went straight down into the water, and 2 weeks later they pulled them up.
Oh, geez.
So
posthumous. It's a posthumous
award. And like I said, when you hear the words, hold my beer and watch this.
It's going to be epic.
It's going to be epic. Out of Texas. Two Texas boys.
Okay. Two Texas boys.
You know, one of the things that when we all get together, we talk about, you know, talk about guns, talk about hunting and this. Perry, you've been guiding people forever. Because you're old.
It sure seems like it.
Yeah.
Do you have a story? I mean, it could be funny. You told us a funny story about a guy out of San Francisco hunting hogs. But do you have other stories that are, you know, a story like that you could share?
You know, probably the best story right now off the top of my head, Carl, and it's only because you're sitting right across the table from me. But, boy, talk about a lot of tries to get a hog.
And when we finally did,
my goodness, was it a SH show.
Yeah.
But we got her done because, you know what? We all knew about guns, which direction the end of them goes, and how to make it happen.
My favorite part, I think, was Perry turning to see you putting the sticks up with him being between me and the hog.
Yeah.
On the road, and Perry leaping. I've never seen a man levitate like this. While he was levitating off the road, putting his hands over his ears, and then yelling, shoot, shoot.
Yeah, that's probably the closest I'll ever come to, synthesizing, hopping back into a foxhole, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you look like a private hopping in a foxhole.
Now, my favorite part of that, of course, was Ted standing right behind me saying, shoot again.
Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again, because the hog had turned and was coming at us and was pissed.
Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again. Yep. And I was starting to laugh, which made it harder to shoot because he was doing everything but tapping me on the shoulder.
Oh,
shoot
yeah.
again, Carl. Shoot again.
And this was all inside of 35 yards.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, it was pretty
fun.
Close.
Well, the closer it is, the harder it is because of the scope. I mean, he's in and out of the scope, right? So it's difficult.
Yeah. It all works.
With sights, it's much better. But and then when we were deer hunting, Perry and I were deer hunting in the fall. We walked by and picked up his round.
Yeah.
His 300 Win Mag cartridge.
Yeah.
It had been run over a few times, but, you know,
well,
it worked.
That's okay. I can still use it.
I gave it to you at Christmas as a Christmas present. I stiffed you except for that. Merry Christmas, Carl. There's your own piece of brass back.
I will eventually get that head back, I'm sure. Because Tedder's got it.
Oh, Tedder.
Tedder's got it, and he's taken really good care of it. You know, he put it in with all his little bugs from, and the name of his company is?
NorCal and Skullworks.
Skullworks.
NorCal Skullworks. Yeah. So if you want
the beetles, bugs.
Puts it in with the beetles, and they just kind of clean it.
Kevin, if you're listening, call in and tell Carl when he's going to get his head back.
That's right. He said he was degreasing it the last time.
He was greasing it up, huh?
Degreasing it.
Because the bugs leave grease all over it. Yeah. They got to get the grease off of it.
I didn't know
But they polish it white. I mean, those pig heads, pig skulls were made for those beetles.
Oh, yeah.
I've got an antelope skull mounted. From that European mount like that. It's great. We talk about our friends and how our friends will do things for us. The very first time Ted and I went hunting for pigs, because we hunt on this one ranch and you can't shoot anything but boars. And if you've ever been around feral pigs, you'll know that a sow looks like a boar if you can't see below the chest. Yeah, below the chest. And we were in grass that was as high as the chest. And so Ted and I had come over here, and we low crawled up there, and we were close. And is that a sow? I can't tell. So then we're talking about, do you see any conies? No, I can't see because of the grass. Now, Ted, being my brother, when I asked him to just crawl up there and reach down and see if it was a boar hog by reaching in and just feeling, and then if it was, just to wave at me.
And then dive out of
and
the
then,
way.
And then just roll over so I could, you know, I'd get a shot.
Yeah.
Did you do that, my brother?
I did, man.
You did. It was close, but they scented us and off they went.
Yeah.
So,
they're wild animals, you know.
Well, you know, I just read an article about the depredations of feral hogs in the United States. I mean, it's hard to believe how much they damage in our country.
Yeah, and you know, here local we see it a lot, right?
Yeah.
And you think that it's damaging the crops and stuff, but man, in like Texas, the Southeast right now, into Alabama and Georgia, Mississippi, they're just not to, you know, coin a phrase, but they're hog wild over there, and they just can't, and they shoot them there. Trust me, they run them, and they do what they can to depredate them, whatever they can, and they still can't get rid of them.
No, but, you know, I think we do a really good job of keeping them at bay in California, because so many Californians are really starving for hunting opportunities. I mean, there's no, you know, the state government has messed up the hunting, and it's so poor. It's so poor right now that hogs on private property is really kind of like the only thing they got going. I mean, if you want to draw a good deer tag, you wait 20 years, right? Yeah. In the meantime, you buy a $35 deer tag every year that you don't want. They figured out how to make that money. But hogs, you can, you know, for $1,000, you can have a guy take you out on a private ranch, and you can shoot a hog and then have it cleaned up and take it home and get some, you know, some field to table food going, and you can teach your kids where real meat comes from and all that kind of stuff. It's still an opportunity. So I think most of the private land with hogs on it is pretty much hunted pretty well to keep them hogs at bay. I mean, I know our ranches are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know, you Fish and Wildlife, they've already established, even though they don't, you know, they say they manage the hogs, but they can't. They're all on private property. They can't give you any numbers or anything. But the hogs are, wild pigs are number one big game animal in California. Uh-huh. So that, what it does, it gives you that extra opportunity. And for kids or whoever's a first time hunter, you know, you don't, like a deer, you might hunt for weeks and weeks and weeks and never get an opportunity. And Carl will tell you, for most of the time, you don't hunt for weeks and weeks and weeks for a hog. You go out and heck, you might get three or four tries a day.
Right.
And, you know, and the thing about it is, it's because we were on a, restricted to that. And, you know, that you only could shoot a boar.
Right.
And
yeah.
if we could have shot a sow, we could have, you know, gotten that hog in the first 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Easy stuff. But you just got to be careful what you're shooting.
Yeah, you really do. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that we can't forget about is that farmers and ranchers, you know, this is it's a feral animal, but it became a source of income, you know, for farmers and ranchers when the government's just coming down on them right and left. So all of a sudden, hey, I can let people hunt on my property year round, and I can control that, and I can make enough money to pay my taxes or pay whatever.
Or even go on vacation, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not like no one's getting rich off of it.
No.
But, you know, it's definitely a resource. And heck, we know in California, resources are going by the wayside every day.
Yeah. We got to take a break here. You know, one of the things that we have done, or the state has done, is reintroduce the wolves to our state. And the things I read about wolves, especially in Wyoming and Montana and other places, Idaho.
Oregon,
is that they are just decimating the elk herds and the deer herds.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway,
well, they're apex predators. No natural enemies.
We'll be right back. This is Man Up with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and our guest, Perry Cremains.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Here we go. Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Copenhagen, the way I know it should. Well, I put a little chew in my mouth, go spitting, slobbering on around the house.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Good evening, everybody. This is our first show, our premiere show. It's going to be the fourth Thursday of each month. We're going to have our Cigar of the Month. We're going to have our Spirit of the Month, whether it's bourbon or tequila or whatever it is. With us tonight is Perry Crimmins, the owner and the chief guide.
Chief Kahuna?
Chief Kahuna.
The chief Kahuna
at Just for Hunting.
And oh, you know what Jefe means?
Yeah, Jefe means boss.
Oh, it does? Oh, that's good. I didn't know you spoke Spanish. Oh. That's awesome. Do you think, I got a question for you. Moves into our next and last final segment.
Okay,
here we go. By the way, I'm kind of sad about. I'm going to try not to get emotional. No one wants to see a 200-pounder cry. But I'm going to ask you something right now.
I'm here.
Do you have to use an ID card to buy the bourbon that you buy? Does anybody have to use an ID card to buy bourbon? I mean, is there a certain age you got to be to buy bourbon?
I think you have to be like 21.
21,
supposed
yeah.
to be. Supposed
have
to be.
An ID card, huh?
Yeah.
So if you don't quite look 21 like me, right?
Bring your ID card.
Yeah, bring your ID card, right? Do you feel like that you should have to have an ID card to vote? I'm just asking. It's just off the wall. This is a political thing.
Do I think that
you should have to have an ID card to vote?
I think so? When you go in and you go in to vote that you, you show an ID.
You know why? It's because you're a bigot. You're a bigot.
Well, me and 80% of the people in the United States believe
having
the same
a voter,
thing.
Having an ID card to vote is all about your privilege. It's white. You're a bigot. You're a dinosaur. You and the January 6th insurrectionists. You guys talk probably all the time, right?
We do.
You elitist.
Yeah. You know what that's called?
I'm a white elitist.
You know what that's called? That's called a logical fallacy. A logical fallacy is an argument that is used against common sense or decent. It's an argument that's used against you that's just not true.
Right.
But it changes the narrative about you, Carl. Yeah.
It's kind of like, do you still beat your wife?
Yeah, still. Right.
Yeah.
Like
do
I
you
ever
still
did.
Beat your wife.
Right.
Yeah, you go, well, I've never beat my wife. You know,
right.
But it's just changed the narrative. Now people look at you weird.
So I'm going to talk about logical fallacies that I see every day on social media and other places, right?
Go for it.
And it drives me nuts because I understand their logical fallacy, and I definitely do not have some incredible English education, right? Some master's degree in English. I just understand when I'm not being told the truth.
It might be common sense.
Right. Yeah. But unfortunately, to a lot of Americans and men, we need to teach when you're being lied to, or when somebody is saying something to you that's just not true. And one of them is a logical fallacy. So logical fallacy number one is called the straw man fallacy. That's what I just did to you.
Uh-huh.
Right? Have you ever heard that before, Perry?
I have heard it.
Yeah, we hear it a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, very simple logical fallacy. And a logical fallacy is mostly lie with a tiny bit of truth weaved in, right? Because you do believe they should have a vote. ID to vote.
Yeah, I believe people should.
But most of that is a lie. Their argument's going to be a lie. And what I'm doing is I'm misrepresenting your position without you being able to defend it, right? So it's done by replacing your position with a different position, also called a straw man. Okay, so the straw man fallacy is I'm just substituting the straw man for you and your argument. Then I attack that different position because it's easier to attack. A straw man is very weak.
So call me a bigot.
Sure.
And then that changes the whole. Now I'm on the defense. Now I've got to try and explain why I'm not bigoted.
And many times we will start talking about why we're not a bigot. Right? Like, I will be drawn into this stupid straw man fallacy, this argument about why I'm not a bigot. And I'm going to tell you, because my whole life I've served with the most diverse team of patriots in the world. And that's the United States Army.
Yep.
All different colors. Red, yellow, black, white, rich, poor, whatever. And then you know what they'll say? That's what all bigots say.
No,
I know.
That's what all bigots say.
Yeah, they all have more than one thing in common, including being a U.S. citizen, right?
Right. So it's a straw man fallacy. It's very, very important that when that happens, everybody needs to understand that. And whoever's making that straw man fallacy, at that point, they're completely not credited. There's no credibility at all in their argument.
So at that point,
they don't have one.
At that point, you say that's a straw man fallacy. You're running on me right now.
It's a logical fallacy. You got that off CNN.
Right.
Yeah. CNN guys do that all the time.
They do it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, because they have nothing else. Meanwhile, the actual argument, which we haven't spoken about in about 5 minutes, is the actual reason we started the conversation, which is, should you have a ID to vote? Right?
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about that anymore, are we?
Yep,
we're talking about you and your bigotry.
Yeah.
Straw man fallacy.
Well, you know, it's what a lawyer does in a case when they don't have evidence to prove their person is innocent. They attack the prosecution. They attack the other witnesses. They're not trying to make they don't have the proof to show that their defendant is innocent. So only thing they can do is attack.
Make everybody else look worse.
Make everybody look bad and then, you know, confuse the jury. And that's exactly what you're doing now.
Absolutely. And then the jury they do get confused.
They do.
And sometimes they get it wrong because of it. So that's what a good attorney does for you.
A good attorney can do that. Yeah. You attack the other person, not their argument, but their people. Yeah.
Or you turn them into something else. And that's really the biggest thing they do, is they turn them into something else. You know, you're only saying that because you feel like this. Well, that's not true. I don't feel like that at all.
The old because syndrome, right? There's no explanation. It's just because.
Right. Right.
Well, how do you defend yourself? You know, and then you end up spending 10 minutes trying to defend. And anything that you say, they've got an answer to that. Oh, well, you were in the Army. Yeah, but you got promoted because you were, you know, white. And that's not the reason at all. I mean, look at the armed services.
Oh, yeah, all white people say
about,
that.
You talk, you talk about equality.
Bigot.
You talk about equality in our country. You just have to look at the armed forces.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
I mean, people from that don't even know each other turn into a team of brothers over a period of time there. I mean, you know, they become closer with those other people that they're fighting alongside. No matter what their ethnic group is or the religion, they become like that. And unless you've experienced that, you have no concept of how tight people are in the service.
No, and that's where you get nicknames. That's where you get the nicknames from. Because many times, quite frankly, because of all the different education levels, sometimes you can't even pronounce the other people's name in your unit that you love. So guess what? They cut it off. They cut it down.
Yeah.
Right?
They got
this big long 9-syllable name. Right? They end up with the first syllable, and that's it.
That's it.
But ski. That becomes a nickname.
Come here, Ski. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens.
We've run out. That's a good argument, and people need to understand.
We're gonna do a logical fallacy every week.
Every week.
It's my pet peeve.
I've got another one. We don't want to get into pet peeves.
It's my pet peeve. You know, I hate that.
There's other things. Signs, you know, that you're being catfished. What the hell's catfishing? You know, things like this.
I think that's great. We'll do that next week.
Well, we'll do that next week. Chatfishing. Oh, that's even better. Hey, thanks to everybody for joining us on our premiere edition of Man Up.
Man Up.
Man Up.
Man Up. You know, we have one thing to talk about. Somebody gets that $50 Black Bear Diner gift
card. That's right. That's right.
We got to figure out next week.
And we will announce that, and we'll make sure that they know about it.
I like it.
Okay.
Gentlemen, it was a great hour. Thank you very much.
And tune in tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. for Linda and I on Free Fire Radio.